views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and we're back. Today, we're going to be discussing spiritual DNA. So we're going to be talking about what is the meaning of spiritual DNA? How does it work? What type of energy does it project? And how it affects our lives? So I would like to start by saying that in the same way, hair color and eye color are hereditary, so are life patterns as well as conditions of the spirit. At conception, we receive from our parents our spiritual genetic code, which is intended for accessing and developing our spiritual abilities. It's also intended for healing the damaged and wounded aspects of our soul. This is the maternal and paternal vibration of protection, nurturing, connection, and safety. So what does that exactly mean? That means that the energy that we receive from our parents is meant to access our healing. It's meant to access the natural aspects of our soul, the mother energy, the father energy. Those vibrations are meant to come together to create the protecting, the nurturing, the connection, and the association of safety. But sometimes there are energies that come in that are doing something kind of different. In other words, what we are wired, the way that we are wired for these energies to work is not always how they work. So even though this is the aspect of our soul that connects us to the maternal and paternal vibrations of the protection, the healing, and the safety, at the same time, these genes hold memories of our parents, such as hurts, disappointments, unresolved issues, spiritually and karmically. This memory of energy can cause us to create experiences and patterns of our parents, not of ours. I'm going to repeat that. Experiences and patterns of our parents. And this could be happening in a certain area of our life. It can be taking
care of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I just want to say I just love what you're talking about. I know I'm being quiet. I'm just absorbing everything you're saying, and everything you're saying is just so right. It's so true.
Yes. Isn't it amazing that we absorb these patterns in certain areas of our life, from the way that we love, communicate, and problem solve, to the to the actual people and circumstances that we attract. How do you feel about that, Sue?
I am in a total agreeance because, you know, I have worked with so many different people that came from so many different paths through their spiritual DNA. And I have experienced quite a few different situations of how it took place and how it happened. What was the healing method? So definitely, like, there was this one person I would really like to shed light on how the experience of pain and abuse transferred in our spiritual DNA. You know, there was a time that I worked with somebody that they were carrying patterns of their family, not because of something that they'd done, not because something of a mistake that they have made, but because of their spiritual DNA strands.
So, you know, I want to stop you for a moment. Sorry about that, but I have a question. And I know that our listeners are definitely going to be having this question as well. So basically what you're saying is that the person that you were working with was carrying a pattern that was not their karmic lesson, not their experience, not their energy, did not belong to them. The only factor that was creating that they owned this was because it was passed down through the family, through the mother and father's DNA.
Exactly. And you said that beautifully, and that is exactly what I was getting across.
Yes. So tell us about the person and what happened.
Well, you know, I was working with a lady who was conceived by a teenage mother who was sexually abused by an older man, and she kept experiencing patterns in her life that she kept entering into relationships with older men who were very abusive to her. And why this was happening to this woman is because she received through her spiritual DNA the patterns that her mother experienced. But you know, Carol, there is a deeper message here, okay, that I would really like to express to all of our listeners today. Once the woman was able to release these negative patterns from her life and DNA, she was able to be in a relationship that was positive, that was stable, and that she was able to freely and verbally express herself without going through abuse.
You know, and that's an important factor. No matter what energy we have received in our lives, if it is something that is hereditary, if it is something that we've received from a past relationship, if it is a lesson that has been learned or unlearned, or a vibrational frequency that has become a part of us and projected through our life's experiences, and it's something that's not serving us, wherever energy comes from that is not serving us, there is a method of healing and there is a solution to move through and past any type of spiritual residuals. And spiritual DNA, I think, is one of the most amazing types of residuals, because if you think about it, you're talking about this woman and she was conceived by a teen mother. The mother was sexually abused, and she's drawing in relationships that are abusive emotionally. Was it emotionally, physically? What?
It was physical and emotional abuse that her mother experienced.
Okay.
And so then the woman grew up. Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Finish.
And then the woman went through similar patterns in her adult life.
So if we really take that, so here's what's going on. This woman was conceived by a mother who was going through this. So that means that the result of her relationships, the outcome of her relationships, the patterns of her love life had nothing to do with decisions that were made based on her energy or where she was coming from. They were decisions that were created by energy that was projected of her mother's. And that is really what I would love to get across today about how spiritual DNA works. Spiritual DNA is when you receive something, an energy in your DNA that stems from your parents, stems from your family, and that energy is resonating and taking presence in your auric field and attracting outcomes. They're not all negative.
sometimes they're wonderful outcomes. And in many times, it is responsible for the way our mind problem solves in a great way. The way that we view things and the way that we come out of things, challenges in life, in a very positive nature. But sometimes the energy can be contradictive. So it's very important to know about your spiritual DNA. You know, they have now this, it's very popular. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard of it. It is a kit called 23andMe. There is so many.
Yeah, I heard of that. Yes.
You know, there's so much information out there that we can access about our DNA. And people are very curious. What is going on inside of my body? How is my body wired? What did I receive? And, you know, Angelina Jolie, they were talking about, you know, she did a 23andMe and she learned so much mm-hmm. about her physical health and the outcomes that she could be susceptible to with her health based on her DNA. And now we're at a place where people are starting to open up to what else could I have received other than the physical, other than my hair color, eye color, certain ailments and conditions that I might be prone to. What have I received emotionally? What have I received spiritually? And now it is very important for people to know you can find out about your spiritual makeup just as much as you can find out about your physical makeup. And the two are so intertwined, and each one has so much to do with the other. So whatever you're receiving on a physical level or a spiritual level, in most cases, this can be altered. So basically,
exactly.
People might think, well, I can't get rid of my DNA. I mean, my DNA is my DNA. And if I receive something negative through it, I can't swap it out for new DNA. And that's true. You can't. But there is retooling. And that's what we're going to be talking about in our last segment when we go through the solution. So if there is something that someone has received on a mental, emotional, or spiritual level through their DNA, it is fair to say that there is a process of overriding and undoing energy. You can't completely change it in the fact that you've received it, but you can override the effect that negative vibrational frequencies of DNA spiritually are playing and taking in your life. Makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if we have physical issues and they are revealed to us about our DNA through something, let's say like a 23andMe or many of the other DNA kits out there that I'm not too sure of what their names are, that gives you insight to, okay, this is what's going on with me physically. And these might be the steps I'd want to take to override a heart disease, cancer, or any other physical ailment. Through spiritual diagnostics, we can do meditation with people that relieves the energies and reveals the energies. Or maybe I should say that the other way around. Reveals the energy, where it's being stored, how it's working, what it's causing, what it's allowing and not allowing. And through that knowledge, we create a pattern of release. And we're going to be touching on that more toward the end of our show. But I love when you talk about what this woman had experienced and the fact that not only was she drawing in relationships that were abusive, not only was she receiving energy that was contradictive to her path that didn't belong to her, she was able to override it. And that's the important
yes.
thing. We know we're not being dealt, whether it's through DNA or life on other levels, we are not being dealt a situation that we have no control over. So people who have received an energy or are listening to this saying, I didn't want to follow the patterns
of my mother or my father, and I see that I'm having the same type of marriage that they're having. And I've done everything I can not to go in this direction. Yet I feel like this is exactly what's happening. Or no matter how much I've taken care of myself, emotionally or physically, I am going through situations in my life that emulate what my parents have gone through. It can absolutely be changed. So how long did you work with this woman? Tell us a little bit about her journey through the healing.
Well, the first thing I did with this woman is we used the spiritual diagnostic to find out exactly what took place, how it happened, and we found the right healing method to release this energy from her spiritual DNA and to stop blocking her life and physical paths of her life so it no longer had the ability to linger.
So you started out with the spiritual diagnostic.
Spiritual diagnostic.
And then you went into
finding the right solution that was for her, because not everybody needs the same solution, the same healing method. But this specific woman, we used pranic healing in order to release this, what she was going through in her spiritual DNA.
Yes. You know, and that's the awesome thing about pranic healing is that so many areas of energy. And we're getting ready to take a break here. And when we come back, I would really like to touch on different cases that you've worked on with this. And also we'll be discussing the chakra areas that this energy manifests itself in. So I'd like to thank all of our listeners, and we will be back very shortly. Thank you.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Good to be back. We're here talking about spiritual DNA. We're going to go into some topics here that connect to that, but I'm aware that we have a caller and we're very happy to hear from our caller. And this is Angela, I believe, calling from Minnesota. Hello and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing wonderful today. How are you?
Doing really good. How are you?
I am great. I just tuned in a few minutes ago, so I did not catch all of the show, but I absolutely love what you guys are talking about, and I just had maybe a few questions if you guys, you know, have a minute.
Sure, of course, of course. We'll both answer you from different vibrational patterns and experiences that we work with. We will both give you input and tell you what it is that we're picking up from your voice vibrations. Feel free.
Wow. Okay. Well, I love that you guys were talking about spiritual DNA because I was reading online and I always felt that some of the things that I am dealing with and going through in my life did not come from me in my spiritual path. And so How do you diagnose that? Like, how do you investigate and find out if, you know, what I'm dealing with is coming from me, and how do I balance that or fix that? Can you shine any kind of light? And I'm sorry if you did say this earlier in the show, but like I said, I just caught your show.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Yes, there are different methods of spiritual healing, but before we go into healing, the diagnosing part is very, very crucial to know exactly where the energy is storing itself. And so the solution to it and the way that we diagnose it is called retooling. And what that is we do the spiritual diagnostic. And this is where we are receiving the portion of the chakras that the spiritual DNA is flowing through. Spiritual DNA connects very strongly to the chakras. And we're going to be discussing that on the show, the different chakra energies that it connects to. So usually it stores itself in the 10th chakra. And we're going to be talking about that because people are so familiar with chakras 1 through 7, but we are going to be also discussing the patterns of the chakras. And there are 12 major chakras that energy flows through. And with DNA, with the spiritual DNA, it does flow through the chakra system. So if we were going to be doing a diagnostic for you, we would be connecting to your energy, either through voice vibrations or seeing you in person, and locating where that energy is, in which portion of your chakra system it is flowing. And through that, we would start to create the method of mantras and healing that it takes to release the spirit, the portions, the aspects of the spiritual DNA that are creating the patterns in your life. So it's not like the actual DNA can be removed, but the effects. We start changing the effects that it's having by introducing you to where it's storing itself and what it is that it's creating. Did you have a particular question in regards to where you feel that it's flowing in your life?
Well, and through love and relationships, I've never really been successful. And it always seems like relationships have been very temporary in my life. And it seems like this was also with my mother. And, you know, some other family members as well, so that's why I was really connected to what you were saying. And I don't want to, you know, 10 years from now be alone. I want to have the relationship that I seek and that I have. And, you know, I want a successful relationship, but I just don't know if I'm ever going to have one.
Well, you know, Angela, when I'm spiritually connecting to your energy, I pick up very clearly from your voice vibrations that not only do you desire to have this stable and confident relationship in your life, it's something that you are meant to have. But also as well, I do pick up that there is something going on with your spiritual DNA that is creating some blocks stopping you from getting where you need to be. I'm able to connect to that.
You know, I'm connecting to something too. Before I go into what I'm connecting to, do I have your permission to go into something slightly personal about your last relationship on the air?
Absolutely, yes. Please do. This is very important, and I'm very connected to what you are saying, both of you ladies, so I'm very open.
Okay. Can you go back about, I want to say, I'm feeling close to 4 years ago. It could be 4 years ago or just right under 4 years ago. Somebody that you were involved with and you were feeling through this connection, through this relationship, that this person was reminding you very much of the way that your father would communicate with your mother. You would look at this person and feel like, this is very reminiscent of how I experienced communication from my father to my mother.
And you are 100% correct. Actually, at the end of the month, it will be 4 years. And I know exactly the relationship that you are talking about, and that's one of the reasons why it did not continue, is because it was reminded me very much as my mother and father's relationship.
And, you know, I feel like that relationship was the one that really woke you up to the pattern, because I feel like other relationships that you've had, it's always the same thing. You're looking at a male and hearing what he's saying, looking at the way he's communicating with you, and you've been feeling like they're not talking to you, the people you're in a relationship with, they're talking at you. And the vibrations I pick up is that as a young child, even very early on, you could feel and sense that the way your father was talking to your mother was uncomfortable, disruptive, and just made you emotionally feel very weak, vulnerable, and just uncomfortable is the word. And I feel like these relationships that you're drawing in are the result of the energy of the relationship that your mother experienced. And this has been passed down. You know, some people will hear this and say, well, that maybe that's not spiritual DNA. Maybe that's just being subjected to something and then going through it in your adult life. But I don't feel that that's the case, because I feel that it does not start out that way. I feel that these relationships would go very good, but then when it would hit the middle, and I feel it's like a 2-year cycle, that's when it would begin. Yet it's very difficult for you to release and disconnect from the person. You're constantly holding on to that and trying to change it or trying to fix it, trying to find the remedy to the relationship. Then you're just getting to the point where, you know, this isn't working and I can't stay in it anymore. But that holding on, that drawing in and holding on, is a pattern that has been stored in your 10th chakra, and it is transferred from your spiritual DNA into your 10th chakra. That's the vibration that I am picking up on this.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, this is, it's so educational, because I assumed there was only 7 chakras as well. So, I mean, there's so much, you know, to learn from listening into your guys' show. And So is there a way that I can communicate with you if I wanted to have a service with you to sort of do like an evaluation of my spiritual DNA or a reading to find out more about the situation, but more importantly, to have it resolved?
Yes, absolutely. You can contact us after the show at 312-898-2285 or log on to spirituald.com. And again, 312-898-2285. Give us a call after the show and for absolutely no charge, I'd love to do a spiritual diagnostic with you.
Wow, that is amazing. You ladies are amazing, and you're doing an amazing job. I love listening to this show, and thank you so much for taking my call, and you will be hearing from me after the show. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, well, Angela. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Thank you. So that was a very strong example of how spiritual DNA works. Energy that is transferred and drawing in and repeating, duplicating the same situation in life based on energy that has been received. And we are getting ready to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to be discussing more about how the energy is projected and the energy that is projected. Is it yours or your parents? How to discern? Thank you. And we will be back in very short.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time.
live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, hello, and we are back. This is Carol Dorian,
and this is Suzanne Evans.
You are listening to Spiritual Diagnostics, where we have been discussing spiritual DNA today. And we're going to go to how the energy is projected, and is it yours or is it your parents? So I'd like to say we're constantly projecting the energy of our life experiences, emotional and spiritual victories, wounds, physical and mental challenges and accomplishments. So our aura is constantly projecting energy. And sometimes we do not understand what it is that we're projecting or where it's come from. Some of us have not even placed attention to what it is that we are projecting. So if there is a lesson or an experience that our parents have not released and have passed down through the spiritual DNA, we can receive it. And this may not be your lesson or your energy or your lack of learning. This may actually be the unresolved issues, fears, addictions, anxiety, or emotional state of being at the time of your conception. So yes, at the time that you were conceived, the emotion that your parents were receiving or their emotional, spiritual state of being at the time that you were conceived does become passed down through the spiritual DNA. And there have been 10 energetic strands of DNA discovered. And these strands have been dormant, and they reside with other portions of DNA that were once dismissed as junk strands. It's been discovered that these 10 strands are the holders of spiritual and emotional patterns that become stored. Energy that the spirit starts holding on to. So I would like to talk about where it stores itself. These energetic strands connect to the chakra system, and the vibrations become stored in the chakra system. And Suzanne, I know you've done a lot of work with the chakra system and spiritual DNA connected.
Yes. Now, and when we're going through something that is going on in our spiritual DNA, it can connect to more than one chakra. But in my experience, there's two chakras that I have noticed that it connects to the most. And I would first like to start talking about the 10th chakra, which its name is the soul seat. Now, this is a chakra we don't hear of often. The 10th chakra stores the solution according to your path, to remove blockages and give your existence purpose. This chakra is most common for holding on to resolved issues of our parents. This is where we can carry DNA and hereditary issues.
Yes, and that is amazing. So the 10th chakra, and its color is gold, and I'm aware that it is located above the 9th chakra, and it is basically storing the solutions that are according to our path. It is the chakra that most commonly connects to DNA and the hereditary issues that we receive. And I also know that you were talking about how you've done a lot of work with the navel chakra and its connection to the spirit.
Yes, and now let's take a look at the navel chakra. The navel chakra, it's located right at our belly button, okay? The navel chakra, the energy of this chakra allows you to let go, to move, and to feel change and transformation occurring within your body. It allows you to experience this moment as it is on its own, in its own fullness. This is also where your spiritual umbilical cord is located. Your energy can respond to you or respond to what happened to your parents. So your navel chakra is definitely like your spiritual umbilical cord. So the same way that the physical umbilical cord gives us that nutrition and gives us that physical DNA that we need, it also can be transferred through the spiritual umbilical cord, spiritual DNA, patterns of life, things that we do not want to experience in patterns of our parents.
So we don't have time to go through all of the chakras, but I do want to let our listeners know that if you are experiencing a spiritual DNA issue that has been passed down to you that you desire to release, we start by going through the 10th chakra, picking up the hereditary and DNA issues that you are holding. And then we travel through to the rest of the chakra system, locating where the blocks have stored themselves. And if you are listening to this and you feel like your life has been following a pattern that is very contradictive to the choices that you're actually making or to the energy that you are projecting, and you feel that that energy has come from your mother, your father, you feel like you can see a family tie, a family pattern of this result that's taking place in your life, feel free to call after the show at 312-898-2285, 312-898-2285, or log on to our site at spirituald.com. We would love to communicate with you and go through the different energy levels that spiritual DNA can be connecting to you and discover the positive and negative aspects of it, what needs to be amplified in your spiritual DNA, what you should be connecting to, turn up the volume on, so to say, and what it is that needs to be decreased. And anybody that's listening to this, if you're at a place in your life that you're feeling you've done the work, you've learned the lesson, and you're still repeating the pattern, what I feel that you need to know here is that it may not be your pattern that you are repeating. And there are answers, there are solutions to releasing energy that is contradictive to your path. So again, 312-898-2285, or log on to spirituald.com. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, and anybody that didn't get to call in, they could always call in after the show, and we are offering a complimentary spiritual diagnostic that will go through all of your chakras and let you know exactly what is going on in them. Did you inherit anything through your spiritual DNA? How it is affecting you, and what would be the right healing method for you in order to release this completely from your pathway, from your mind, from your body, and from your spirit? Because these situations and these issues that you may be experiencing, this is not something that you have to hold on to. So it's always so important to me to always get across and to express to our listeners that there is a solution, regardless of how negative or difficult your situation may be. There is methods of releasing and methods of understanding and methods of taking a deeper look into the situation to have a better understanding. So please feel free to contact us after the show or take a look at our website and learn more about us.
Absolutely. And I'd also like to, before we leave, let everybody know that it is done through energetic DNA cleansing, entering through the 10th chakra. So for those of you who want to give us a call, learn more about your 10th chakra, what type of information is being stored, and what type of information needs to be released, we really look forward to that. It has been very wonderful talking with all of you today. We send you out love, light, and blessings. Till next time.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.